Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you today. Today, we're going to continue our discussion about physical transformation. Last week, we began this with part one, and this is going to be part two of the information that's being given to us by the Company of Heaven. As I mentioned last week, we were told by ancient prophets that this would be an age when our physical transformation would occur at an atomic cellular level, and that our four earthly bodies, our physical body, etheric body, mental body, and emotional body, would be transfigured into expressions of vibrant health, eternal youth, and infinite physical perfection. All of the prophecies have indicated that when we complete the transformation into the new earth, there'll be no aging and no death as we know it now, no disease, no degenerative types of diseases. We will be able to reflect the perfection of our God self at a cellular level. I'd like to share with you today some very important information about this subject that has been given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of truth. As we begin this special time together, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breadth. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. The enlightening information we're going to share today will help us to understand some of the things that are going on this planet and how we can work with these gifts from the higher realms to accelerate the process of transforming our physical bodies. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give each of us greater clarity and understanding as we progress through this wondrous but challenging time. Remember, the past is over and the future has not begun yet, so all we have is this present moment. Breathe in deeply and maintain that focus of attention as you listen to these words. We concluded last week by talking about the Mother of Pearl Resurrection Flame, which is a beautiful, powerful gift that helps us raise and lift up all in our life that is not reflecting its highest divine potential. I'd like to continue that discussion by talking about the Ascension Flame. The Ascension Flame is another essence from our Father, Mother, God that is being greatly amplified at this time by the mighty Elohim and the directors of the elements. This gift from God will help dramatically with our physical transformation process. The Ascension Flame is the pathway to our ultimate freedom in the light. It contains within its very power the ability to ascend any condition in which we find ourselves, back into the octaves of perfection. It can ascend oppression into freedom, war into peace, poverty into opulence, disease into health, discord into harmony, fear into love. I know that sounds almost too good to be true, but these sacred frequencies of vibration from the heart of our Father, Mother, God are powerful beyond our knowing. The Ascension Flame is a critical activity of divine alchemy, which we have often misunderstood and failed to effectively utilize. If there are negative conditions in our lives, if our souls are weighted down, or if we are depressed, if we are existing in lack and limitation, then we need to invoke the Ascension Flame. And when we do, we will experience an ascendancy and a buoyancy of light that will lift the negative condition up and bring it back into a natural state of happiness and harmony. The power of the Ascension Flame is a much-needed quality on Earth today, where there is so much pain and suffering being pushed to the surface to be transmuted back into light. when we utilize these gifts that we've talked about before, the violet flame, which transmutes energy, the resurrection flame, which lifts it up, and then the ascension flame, which lifts it even higher into the realms of perfection, we can greatly accelerate this process of purging and cleansing the negativity that is surfacing. Humanity's etheric bodies are filled with records and memories of the ravages of humanity's inhumanity to each other. Our call to the ascension flame, which is this magnificent crystalline white flame, asking it to blaze in through and around our four lower bodies and the four lower bodies of everybody on this planet, will do much to relieve this surfacing negativity. Even the elements that so selflessly serve us, the divine intelligence within the earth, the air, the water, the fire, and the ether elements, will greatly benefit if we will draw the violet flame, the resurrection flame, and the ascension flame through them. When we invoke the ascension flame, it is tangible and practical in our lives. All we have to do is ask, and our I Am presence, the divinity within us, and the company of heaven will project that gift into our life experiences, and we shall receive the benediction of this transforming gift from the heart of our Father, Mother, God. The beings of light have revealed that with the invocation of the ascension flame, we can ascend the electronic light substance of everything, everywhere. Imagine. The ascension flame, like all of the sacred fires that pulsate within the 12 solar aspects of deity that we've talked about on this program many times, are now pouring through the earth, through every open door. These energies are coming forth from the very heart of God. And they are dual in nature. This is a constant stream of energy that is coming forth from the heart of God, which is drawn into and sustained upon the surface of the earth by the self-conscious invocations of humanity. And it is also the ascending energy from which humanity and all life are aspiring upward back to the heart of God. So the ascension flame is being drawn in on the holy breath into the physical plane, and it is raising everything up to return to the heart of God. Every life stream who has completed their earthly sojourn and become God-free, ascended and free, has utilized the ascension flame to ascend from the realms of earth into the realms of divinity. This is a critical part of our ascension process. This flame is constantly rising from the earth in a spiral of light and energy upon which every man, woman, and child may ascend when their mission on earth is completed. The ascension flame has also created the spiral of light over which the earth and all her life are now ascending into the fifth dimension. This is an important part of our ascension up the spiral of evolution. When we reach the point in our earthly development where material things tend to lose their glamour, and we begin to reach out in the direction of spiritual enlightenment, we place our feet on the pathway of ascension. Our ascension in the light is the ultimate goal of our experience on earth, to complete our lessons here and then to ascend into the higher frequencies, into the next schoolroom of learning. Our ascension reflects our mastery over all energy and substance. It indicates that we have completed our lessons and learned to become co-creators with our Father, Mother, God, and we are free to travel the full extent of the cosmos. This is not, however, the end of our evolution, but rather a new beginning. From this point, we commence with a new period of development as a child of God. Our conscious ascension into the realms of divinity upon completion of our earthly experiences is a natural step in our evolutionary process back to the heart of our Father, Mother, God. Our ascension is an imperative facet in our divine plan, and the divine plan for every human being, every elemental, and every angel now evolving on earth. The supreme and ultimate goal of every person, place, condition, or thing on earth is the ascension into the solar realms of our higher divinity. For humanity, this means ascending into our solar light bodies, the vehicles of our I Am presence. There, we will forever become free of discord, strife, and limitations of all kinds, because these energies will abide in the fifth dimensional realms of perfection. If we would be willing to accept the possibility of our own personal ascension, instead of just automatically accepting that aging and disintegration and limitation, decay and death is a natural part of our experience, we will be able to experience the natural order of God's divine plan. These things that I've mentioned are human miscreations and not part of what God originally intended for us. The ascension is merely raising the purified energies of our life streams into the perfection of our individualized I Am presence. Our Father, Mother, God has decreed that when a critical mass of 51% of the total energy we have ever released in any existence is qualified constructively, our ascension is assured. Just imagine, only 51% of all of the energy we have ever released in any time frame or dimension since we were first breathed forth from the core of creation. If only we could grasp the mercy of that truth. It literally means that if we qualify just 1%, more than half of our total life energy constructively, our I Am presence will transmute the balance into light, and our ascension is assured. That's a very small balance, just 1% over the midpoint of our life energy, going back to the I Am presence, qualified with perfection. Now that seems easy enough. We should all be ascended and free. But unfortunately, the beings of light have said that the average person uses every day about 3% of his or her energy constructively. 25% of our energy is used destructively through negative thoughts and feelings like frustration, stress, anger, fear, pain, judgment, criticism, boredom, tension, exhaustion, depression, indifference, low self-esteem, failure consciousness, anxiety, disease, poverty, and on ad infinitum. The beings of light have said that the balance of the energy, imagine this, about 72% of our energy is actually wasted force in most instances. This is energy that we just don't even pay attention to, that we just whittle away. Can we even begin to fathom what a sacrilege that is? 72% of our precious gift of life is just wasted as we muddle through the day. 72% haphazardly spewn forth through oblivious thoughts and unconscious feelings. Every day we receive tons of pure life energy, pure primal life flowing to us from the heart of God. This is our life force, our gift of life. Every day when we return to God, a trickle of positive energy qualified with good thoughts, feelings, and intentions. There is an imbalance with this gift of life. That is the upflow of our gift back to God. The ascension is a scientific principle working with the laws of physical matter, electronic light substance. In order for matter to ascend, the upflow of constructive energy from humanity must balance the downflow of energy plus 1%. In other words, 51%. During this very critical time of planetary transformation, it is imperative that we remedy this present imbalance in our upflow of positive energy. In order to do this, we need to be more cognizant of how we are using our precious gift of life from moment to moment. If we will continually monitor our thoughts, we will observe whether or not our thought forms are free of worry, distress, and distortions. Are we focusing on the positive? Are we magnifying only the good things that we want to manifest in our lives? Are we transmuting the accumulated misperceptions of the past through the gift of the violet flame, transmuting our negative patterns that are manifesting? Are our thoughts holding the divine pattern and plan of our own identity as well as that of all life? In other words, the patterns of perfection for the new earth. Are our thoughts consistently beneficial and constructive? If not, we must take control of our mental bodies. We must empty our minds of all of the destructive thoughts that we let muddle through our brains and replace them with conscious, deliberate, positive thinkings. Things that we want to amplify in our life. Then we will experience our purified thoughts flowing back to God, which will increase this upflow of life, and sooner than we can imagine, we will reach a critical mass that will bring this energy up. After we monitor, once we get the momentum of monitoring our thoughts and working positively, we need to monitor our feelings to see if they are being bogged down with depression and negative feelings that arise from limitation, lack, aging, fear, and disease. We need to observe whether or not our feelings are charged with pain or joy. Are our emotional bodies expressing enthusiasm, faith, illumination, understanding, and love? If they are not reflecting what we want to be experiencing, we need to take control of our emotional bodies and transmute every feeling less than harmony back into light. Our etheric bodies are also avenues for the misuse of our gift of life. We need to evaluate whether or not these vehicles are clear of hidden resentment, rebellion, and injustices that we perceive others have inflicted upon us. Our etheric bodies are known as the seat of all memory. This is where we hold the records and memories of all of our life experiences. So we need to evaluate, asking our I Am presence, are our etheric bodies free of past hurts and imperfect memories? Or are they filled with memories of our I Am presence and the immaculate concept of our divine plan? Are our etheric records harmonious and balanced? If not, we need to blaze the violet flame through our etheric body, blaze the resurrection flame through our etheric body, and blaze the ascension flame through our etheric body. The final door for our gift of life into the world of form is our physical bodies. Again, our observation of these vehicles will reveal much to us. Are our physical bodies vibrant, alive, young, and vital? Have they developed dignity and mastery? Are they charged with power and endurance? If not, we need to make the necessary changes. The time is now. We're being called to greater service. And we must practice, practice, practice daily and hourly with the gifts that are being given to us by the company of heaven. We can utilize these tools to purify and harmonize our earthly bodies so that they will be in perfect balance, increasing and expanding constantly our flow back to the heart of our Father, Mother, God. As we receive our gift of life, qualifying it with positive things, working with these sacred fires, the resurrection flame, the violet flame, the ascension flame, this will purify the energies as we control our thoughts and feelings so that our upflow back to God is being greatly accelerated. This discipline will assist in preparing our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies for being integrated with the solar light bodies of our I Am presence. This is a process that is happening for each of us now. This will accelerate the physical transformation and the ascension process, not only for ourselves, but for this precious planet and all life evolving upon her. Today we're going to join together and invoke this light through some very powerful invocations that have been given to us by the Company of Heaven. And during this very powerful time on Earth, know that we are joining in consciousness with the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child. We are joining with light workers all over the world who are joining with us right here and right now for this meditation. And it'll be amplified by those who tune in with us through our archive service. But what we are going to do today is draw forth these energies by using these wonderful tools that have been given to us by the Company of Heaven. We're going to utilize these gifts and we're going to expand and expand the perfection of energy now manifesting on the physical plane and in our physical bodies. The intent of these invocations is to prepare us at a cellular level for our physical transformation. So breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your I Am presence taking full dominion of your thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Know that this aspect of your own divinity is also taking dominion of the momentum by invoking the light of the I Am presence of every other man, woman, and child. As your I Am presence becomes one with the I Am presence of all humanity, all life evolving on this earth is lifted into a higher octave of divine service. Breathing in and exhaling, follow me through this visualization with the full power of your attention. During this cosmic moment on Earth, our Father, Mother, God have given permission for the directors of the elements and the mighty Elohim to directly increase the assistance they are giving humanity during our physical transformation process. Our earthly bodies are comprised of various elements. Our physical body is associated with the earth element. Our etheric body is associated with the air element. Our mental body is associated with the fire element. And our emotional body is associated with the water element. All of these vehicles are enveloped in the more rarefied substance known as the ether element. The elementals are intelligent beings that use the atoms within the elements for the building blocks of all manifest form. Within our earthly bodies, we have a master deva that was assigned to us by the mighty Elohim when we were first breathed forth from the heart of God. This selfless being of light directs all of the elementals within our vehicles. This being is known as our body elemental. In the beginning, our body elemental was able to easily outpicture the patterns of perfection that are contained within our RNA and DNA messenger codes. This was largely due to the active elemental vortices within each of our earthly bodies. These vortices energized and sustained the elements within each of our bodies, which allowed the elementals to help us maintain a state of vibrant health and eternal youth. Unfortunately, after our fall from grace eons ago, everything changed. Our elemental vortices became almost dormant, and humanity fell into the illusion of separation. Now we are in the process of reversing the adverse effects of the fall, which resulted in aging, disease, degeneration, and all of the maladies existing in our four earthly bodies. The directors of the elements have been given permission now to reactivate the elemental vortices within our earthly bodies. This heavenly assistance will greatly accelerate our physical transformation beyond anything we have ever experienced. The Elohim are the builders of form. At this time, these magnificent beings of light have dedicated their life force to help humanity's I Am presence in sustaining the fifth dimensional frequencies of the 12 solar aspects of deity through our fifth dimensional solar spine and solar chakras. Within the embrace of this wondrous light, known as the circle of the sacred 12, humanity will be able to integrate our solar light bodies and our I Am presence sooner than anyone can conceive of as being possible. We can assist the directors of the elements and the Elohim by daily participating in the following exercises. Through these activities of light, we will fulfill our part of this gift of grace and add to the upward flow of divine light back to the heart of our Father, Mother, God. We're going to begin by awakening the elemental vortices within us. And as we do this today, right here and right now, this is simultaneously taking place through the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child through the four earthly bodies of all humanity. Because we are one. And today this light will be invoked through our I Am presences as one breath, one voice, one heartbeat, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love. I will state this invocation in the first person so that we will each experience it personally and tangibly, but know that it is simultaneously taking place through all humanity. I am awakening my elemental vortices. This exercise awakens and activates the elemental vortices within my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. These vortices are raising the vibration within each of my earthly vehicles and empowering the integration of my I Am presence. My activated elemental vortices are now sustaining the infinite perfection of my earthly bodies and my solar light bodies. I begin by breathing in and exhaling several times, slowly and deeply. The holy breath is an essential part of life. It is a key factor in unifying the spectrums of living light throughout the whole of creation. As I am in-breathing and exhaling deeply, I am attuning myself to the rhythm of the universe. I am one with the pulse beat in the heart of my Father, Mother, God. I am one with the breath of the Holy Spirit. My I Am Presence is now guiding me through an exercise that has been given to me by my Father, Mother, God. This exercise will assist the directors of the elements and my body elemental in amplifying the light that is blazing through my elemental vortices. I continue breathing deeply and rhythmically. And as I do, I begin to clearly see the elemental vortices pulsating within my earthly bodies. These centers are swirling vortexes of light. They are shining like the sun. There are five of these vortices, each one specifically designed to nourish and empower one of the five elements within my earthly bodies. To begin this exercise, I focus my attention on the ether vortex. This is a spiraling force field of light that is pulsating above my head. I put the full power of my concentration on this spinning vortex of light, and I witness it as it expands into a blazing sun. I breathe the holy breath into the center of the ether vortex. And I affirm with deep feeling, I am that I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. The ether vortex is awakened and fully activated. The light of God now expands and expands and expands through the ether element. And my four earthly bodies are bathed in the rarefied ethers from the fifth dimensional presence of my I Am presence. I now focus the full power of my attention on the air vortex. This is a spinning force field of light that is pulsating within the location of my throat chakra. I breathe the holy breath into the center of the air vortex, which is associated with my etheric body. It is expanding and blazing like a sun. I affirm with deep feeling, I am the breath of the Holy Spirit. I am the breath of the Holy Spirit. I am the breath of the Holy Spirit. The air vortex is awakened and fully activated. The light of God now expands, expands, and expands through the air element within my vehicles, and my etheric body is transfigured. I now focus the full power of my attention on the fire vortex, which is pulsating within the location of my sternum in the center of my chest. I breathe the holy breath into the center of the fire vortex, which is associated with my mental body. It is expanding and blazing like a sun. I affirm with deep feeling, I am the fire breath of the Almighty. I am the fire breath of the Almighty. I am the fire breath of the Almighty. The fire vortex is awakened and fully activated. The light of God now expands, expands, and expands through the fire element within my vehicles, and my mental body is transfigured. I now focus the full power of my attention on the water vortex, which is pulsating within the location of my root chakra at the base of my spine. I breathe the holy breath into the center of the water vortex. It is expanding and blazing like the sun. I affirm with deep feeling, I am the harmony of my true being. I am the harmony of my true being. I am the harmony of my true being. The water vortex is associated with my emotional body. The water vortex is awakened and fully activated. The light of God now expands, expands, and expands through the water element within my vehicle. And my emotional body is transfigured. I now focus the full power of my attention on the earth vortex, which is pulsating between my feet. I breathe the holy breath into the center of the earth vortex. It is expanding and blazing like the sun. The earth vortex is associated with my physical body. I affirm with deep feelings, I am the master of my physical reality. I am the master of my physical reality. I am the master of my physical reality. The earth vortex is awakened and fully activated. The light of God now expands, expands, and expands through the earth element within my vehicles, and my physical body is transfigured. The five elemental vortices within me are now fully awakened and activated, creating a tremendous pathway of light through my four earthly bodies from head to toe. This dynamic force is quickening the evolution of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, as well as the evolution of my consciousness. As I repeat this exercise day by day, God's transfiguring light will expand through my elemental vortices, raising the energy, vibration, and consciousness of my earthly bodies and those of all life evolving on this planet into the infinite perfection of my solar light bodies. Now I activate my fifth-dimensional solar spine. Through the presence of God, I am. I now invoke the mighty solar Elohim to project their luminous presence into the atmosphere of Earth. Blessed ones, accelerate the expansion of the circle of the sacred 12, the 12 solar aspects of deity, and the divine qualities associated with each of these aspects of deity through my fifth dimensional solar spine and my 12 solar chakras. These chakras extend within my being from my crown chakra at the top of my head to the root chakra at the base of my spine. Project this divine light into every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of my earthly bodies, and lift every frequency of vibration in these vehicles into the infinite perfection of my solar light bodies. I clearly perceive that my 12 solar chakras and the corresponding solar meridians in my fifth dimensional spine are unique and radiating light in ways that I have not experienced in the past. I see that each of my fifth dimensional solar chakras radiates all 12 solar aspects of deity through each of the 12 chakras simultaneously. This is the true meaning of the circle of the sacred 12. Each chakra is a blazing sun, radiating all 12 aspects of deity in all directions simultaneously. Beloved Elohim, expand the infinite power and light of the circle of the sacred 12 through all of my solar chakras. Enhance this light now as I experience the 12 solar aspects of deity one by one through all of my 12 solar chakras. First, I experience the first solar aspect of deity, which is sapphire blue. This sapphire blue light is blazing through all 12 chakras and radiating forth the divine qualities of God's will, illumined faith, power, protection, and God's first cause of perfection. I now experience the second solar aspect of deity, which is sunshine yellow. This magnificent yellow light is pulsating through all 12 chakras, blazing forth the divine qualities of enlightenment, wisdom, illumination, understanding, perception, and constancy. I now experience the third solar aspect of deity, the magnificent crystalline pink radiance of light pulsating through all 12 chakras, blazing forth the divine qualities of transfiguring divine love, tolerance, adoration, and reverence for all life. I now experience the fourth solar aspect of deity, which is white. This magnificent light pulsates through all 12 chakras, blazing forth the divine qualities of purity, hope, the immaculate concept, restoration, resurrection, and ascension. I now experience the fifth solar aspect of deity, which is emerald green. This magnificent light blazes through all 12 of my fifth dimensional solar chakras, pulsating forth the divine qualities of illumined truth, healing, consecration, concentration, and inner vision. I now experience the sixth solar aspect of deity, which is ruby gold light, pulsating through all 12 chakras, blazing forth the divine qualities of ministering grace, healing, devotional worship, and peace. Now I experience the seventh solar aspect of deity, which is violet. This violet light is blazing through all 12 chakras, pulsating with the divine qualities of freedom, liberty, justice, victory, mercy, compassion, forgiveness, transmutation, and God's infinite perfection. I now experience the eighth solar aspect of deity, which is aquamarine. Blazing through all 12 chakras, the divine qualities of clarity, lucidity, divine perception, and divine discernment. I now experience the ninth solar aspect of deity, which is magenta. This magnificent light blazes through all 12 solar chakras, the divine qualities of harmony, balance, assurance, and confidence. I now experience the 10th solar aspect of deity, which is gold. This magnificent light blazes through all 12 chakras, the divine qualities of eternal peace, prosperity, abundance, and the God supply of all good things. I now experience the 11th solar aspect of deity, which is peach, and is pulsating with the divine qualities through all 12 chakras of divine purpose, enthusiasm, and joy. And I now experience the 12th solar aspect of deity, which is opal, and is pulsating with the divine qualities of transformation and transfiguration. In my fifth dimensional solar chakra now, every chakra is reflecting all of the aspects of deity all of the time. But I understand that if I want to amplify one or more of these aspects of deity for a particular reason, or in a particular situation, I simply ask my I Am Presence to increase that specific divine quality, and it will instantly expand through all 12 chakras simultaneously. My I Am Presence always monitors the situation, and when the appropriate amount of light has been projected through my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, the circle of the sacred 12 will return to perfect balance in each of my solar chakras. And I can amplify each of them, one or more, as often as I'd like, anytime I want, depending on the need of the hour and my service to the light. Beloved Elohim, I thank you for the clarity and assistance you are giving to me and to all humanity during this momentous time on earth. I accept and know that through the power of my I Am Presence, that the expanded activity of light you are projecting through my solar spine is daily and hourly lifting me into higher frequencies of the fifth dimension according to my divine plan. Now I invoke the full momentum of the resurrection flame. In the name of the Almighty Presence of God, I am. I know and accept. I am my I Am Presence. I am a beloved child of God. I am a disciple of the Holy Spirit. I am the open door that no one can shut. Through the power of God blazing in every heart flame, I invoke the mighty archangel of resurrection and all of the legions of light associated with the resurrection flame throughout infinity. Powers of light, come forth now and assist me in flooding the earth and every electron of precious life energy evolving here in the full radiance of the Mother of Pearl Resurrection Flame. I am a disciple of the Holy Spirit, and I have come to set right the vibratory action of all energy and substance in my world and in all the world. As a disciple of the Holy Spirit, I am an instrument of God moving through this world, instantly reestablishing divinity wherever this sacred resurrection flame is applied. I am the flame of resurrection in action. I am the Mother of Pearl resurrection flame, now blazing through me, loving all life free. I now invite, invoke, focus, concentrate, manifest, and sustain the resurrection flame through the core of purity in every electron. I am a director of the resurrection flame, and I am humble before its magnificent presence. I am grateful to unleash its power of love on earth. I am an instrument of God, charging the electronic substance of the resurrection flame in, through, and around all life with the full power and might of my I Am presence. In oneness of consciousness with the I Am presence of every evolving soul, I am the cause of this blessing of the resurrection flame. I am the bridge over which it flows. I am its final effects of divinity established on earth. I am the divine plan now manifest in the world of form. As the Mother of Pearl, resurrection flame blazes in through and around every particle of life on earth, I invoke the full momentum of the ascension flame. Beloved victorious presence of God, I am in me and in all humanity. Beloved legions of the crystal and white ascension flame, seal, seal, seal our dear earth, her atmosphere, all of her governments, and all of her people in oceans of the mighty ascension flame. Let this sacred fire from the heart of God penetrate and saturate every electron of precious life energy, lifting and raising all life on earth out of every discordant frequency into all that is divine. Sustain this heavenly vibration of the ascension flame forever. Let the ascension flame be known and loved by all belonging to or serving the earth evolutions. Let every person experience the miraculous gift of the crystal and white ascension flame as each one ascends with this blessed planet and all her life up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimensional realms of infinite perfection and eternal light. Through the power of the ascension flame, when our work on earth is finished, let all life ascend into the heart of our Father, Mother, God, from whence we came, forever to remain in the eternal victory of God's divine plan. And so it is. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. I now return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my physical body. I allow these divine energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies as I breathe in and out deeply and absorb the bliss of this moment. precious heart, this information that I have shared with you today and many more gifts from the Company of Heaven are available on our 2-CD set called Physical Transformation. This is a wonderful gift that's been given to us by the Company of Heaven and will assist us in quickly moving in to the perfection of our solar light bodies. These CDs are available on our website, eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. And the title of the CDs is Physical Transformation. Thank you for joining me today, and join with us next week as we continue our process of adding to the light of the world. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.